AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will take overall security responsibility in Gaza indefinitely after its war with Hamas. He expressed openness to little pauses in the fighting to allow delivery of aid to Gaza, but he doesn't want a ceasefire. Will Wexler is with the Atlantic Council. He says Hamas can't win on its own.
From a purely military perspective, Hamas lost this war against Israel the moment that it decided to start it. Israel's military strength is that much greater than Hamas.
Israeli troops have been battling Palestinian militants inside Gaza for over a week and have succeeded in cutting the territory in half and encircling Gaza City. A Jewish man in California has died after getting into a confrontation during dueling protests over the Israel-Hamas war. No arrests have been made near Los Angeles. Authorities say a minibus exploded in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the Afghan capital, Kabul, killing seven people. The Supreme Court is hearing a challenge to a federal law that prohibits people from having guns if they are under a court order to stay away from their spouse, partner, or other family members. This is Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar.
Guns and domestic abuse are a deadly combination. As this court has said, all too often, the only difference between a battered woman and a dead woman is the presence of a gun.
The federal appeals court in New Orleans struck down the law after the Supreme Court called into question numerous gun control laws. Today is Election Day. Abortion is on the ballot in states like Ohio and Virginia. In Virginia, it rests on which party has control of the legislature. In Ohio, voters will decide whether to pass a constitutional amendment guaranteeing an individual right to abortion. Dense smoke reminiscent of last month's superfog that rolled into Louisiana has led to a deadly crash that shut down Interstate 10 near New Orleans. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting again on Wall Street as markets continue to absorb the big swings that have shaken them recently. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The benchmark index is on track for a second quiet day after months of heavy losses swiveled sharply to a rally last week. The Dow was also a little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.5%. The 10-year Treasury yield eased a bit. Bond yields overall were mixed following their own sharp swings since the summer. Crude oil prices fell sharply, taking some pressure off of inflation. The price of benchmark U.S. crude fell back to where it was in August. Planet Fitness jumped almost 16% after reporting better results than expected. Emerson Electric fell almost 9% after its results came up short. Seth Sutel, New York.
Nintendo is reporting an 18% rise in net profit for its first fiscal half as sales continue to get a boost from its hit Super Mario movie. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.